I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Vicky from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. My name is Brad Brown. It is awesome to have you with us today. And we've got another winner to announce in our hashtag Biogen Journey competition. Someone going to be winning themselves 3 months access to the Coach Parry online training platform and online community. Things are really buzzing over there, I can tell you that much. If you haven't checked it out yet, head over to coachparry.com/join. You can get all the details, but we have got an incredible community growing. There's a movement of runners. Lindsay and I are both loving it, as are the rest of our coaches. And there's just so much happening. Go check it out. coachparry.com/join is where you can get all the details. As I record this, we are about 2 weeks out from the Kaapse Hoop Marathon, as well as the Soweto Marathon happening first weekend in November. And we're going to be chatting to one of the members of our online community today who is running Kaapse Hoop. She's been running fantastically well. She's following the sub-4-hour marathon program, but she's getting some great results. She smashed an incredible half marathon at the Irini just a week or so ago. Her fastest half marathon time, I think she said, in almost a decade. She was telling us before we hopped on the call, which is great. And the coach gives her a final sort of run-in instruction. So if you're running a marathon in a couple of weeks' time, doesn't matter what marathon it is, you're going to find today's podcast extremely, extremely helpful. What you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, I think you're going to get a lot out of it. That's all coming up today. And make sure you stick around till the end, because you could be a winner if you have been using the hashtag Biogen Journey to tell us what you're up to and what you're training for and what you need help with. So without further ado, let's touch base with Tracy Salgado. It's time for our next guest here on Run with Coach Parry, and it's in the build-up to the 2018 Kaapse Hoop Marathon as we record this, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Tracy Salgado onto the podcast. Tracy, welcome.
Thank you.
Tracy, you are following the sub-4-hour marathon program ahead of Kaapse Hoop, but your build-up's been pretty good. You're going like a Boeing, as they say.
Yeah, no, everything's going according to plan. I've had a couple of hiccups when we last spoke, ankles. It's ligament-related, so you know, I am winning there. They're sort of, the one leg is a little bit more tighter than the other, but otherwise, no, we're all good to go. I'm seeing a good chiro, so... yeah, she believes I'm going to have a good run. So that's good news.
By the time she's putting in, we think you're going to have a great run as well, which is fantastic news. For people who don't know much about you, though, Tracy, tell me a little bit about your running history. Sort of why do you run? How did you get started?
I've been running for a long time. I ran at school. Then I started with road running when I was about 19. Stopped for a while to have a family. I've only really been running seriously again in the last probably 5 years. Kids are all adults, so now more time to run. Trying not to pressurize myself for this big run, but yeah, I've got everyone saying, yeah, you're going to do it, you know, and you're going to make your time. I'll be happy with whatever time I get because I've really stuck to the program from day one.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, tell me a little bit about your experience of it. I mean, growing up and running and now sort of the comeback after having, or the kids are old enough and growing up that you can do some stuff for you now. Have you ever followed, other than what we've been doing, have you ever followed sort of like a structured training program, or is this the first time around doing it properly?
No, I have followed. I had Sonia Laxton, okay. When I finished school, writing my programs for me. Many, many years ago. And yeah, no, I did reasonably well, I would say. I got a couple of firsts and seconds, and yeah, then family came along and running took a sort of a back step there. But I enjoy running. I find it extremely de-stressing after a day at work. And also, I don't set myself big goals anymore, obviously age related. You know, I've got people saying, you can still run the same times. No, you can't. I don't believe you can. At 19 and 50, there's a few years in between. So I ran pretty quick. I'm very small, as you can see. I'm very, very slight. I'm weighing at the moment, since I started training, I started at 54. I'm 49 at the moment, so I'm very light.
And you're running pretty well at the moment. I'm going to hand you over to Lindsay because that's what this is all about. We want to help you sort of in the final run into Calves or Whip and make sure that you run the best one that you can. Lindsay, I'm going to hand you over to Tracy and so let's talk a little bit about the final build-up. I mean, she had an amazing half marathon in Irini not that long ago. Let's find out where she's at now and what we can do to make sure that she smashes that marathon in a couple of weeks.
There's actually another time in your resume that caught my attention while the two of you were having a chat, and that's your 32k time of 2 hours 52. Where did you run that is smoking fast?
RSC, the tough one.
Wow, okay, so look, that is a very, very good time. And look, I kind of get the sense that you also don't want to put a lot of pressure on yourself for the marathon, and that's a good thing. And I'll talk you through a couple of tips so that we can kind of ensure that you don't do that. But just to give you an idea, that as good as Irini was, Irini predicts you to about a 4:13 marathon finish, but that 32K tough one predicts you a 3:50 marathon finish. So that you had an outstanding race at RSC Tough One. Very, very fast. But the half marathon that you ran recently, it's much more recent, and so that's the one we'll use to kind of work out a plan for you for race day. So the one thing about Calves or Whip that you must always bear in mind is that it is a downhill, net downhill marathon. So that means that it should be quicker. But of course, I emphasized should there because a lot of people don't experience it like that, largely because they really do wind it out of there for those first couple of Ks. So you want to still exercise a fairly cautious strategy. And if you do that, then you should be around 4% quicker, which means that on the day, you're looking at about a 4:05 marathon at Calves or Whip. And that's the pace that I'd set out on. I'm pretty sure, given your 21 and your 10K time, that on those downhills, you will feel much capable. You'll feel capable of much faster, but you actually want to resist that urge. You want to use the race for what it is, which is that it's slightly easier because it's downhill. And if you manage that, then when you get into the last 10 kilometers, you're not going to have completely shot quads. And one of the things I noticed that you're doing a bit of is strength training and swimming. The strength training is great because for Calves or Whip in particular, it's nice to have strong quads. So I think that the main thing for you to bear in mind is that you could probably get under 4 hours on race day. It would be a little bit of a gamble. And the risk is that you then end up with a 4:30, 4:35. So I'm much more comfortable with your background and the training that you've done that we set out at a low 4 hour. And obviously, if you're feeling really strong in the last 10 kilometers, you will get closer and closer to four, probably won't get quite under it. But you've done very well, and you certainly don't have to be stressed about not finishing unless you go hurtling through halfway in 1 hour 45.
No, there's no intention of that.
then you may end up in a ditch on the side of the road, but yeah, you can really run with confidence. And really the next 2 weeks then are reasonably important because what we want to get out of the next 2 weeks is to make sure that we arrive on race day in a condition to get the training out and to allow us to race to our potential. So you mentioned a little bit about the niggles that have been taken care of, and the Cairo sorted that out, and that's fantastic. But over the next 2 weeks, bear in mind that less is more, and it's much more important arriving pain-free, healthy, than it is getting in an extra training session. So the program does taper down over the next 2 weeks. But if you are feeling a little bit lazy or something doesn't feel quite right, basically for me in the last 2 weeks, the saying for me is when in doubt, leave it out. Ideally, you're not going to leave out all seven or give or take seven sessions that you've got left. But if you do leave out two or three of those, no train smash whatsoever. You will get to the start line fresh and feeling ready to go.
Okay, that sounds good. I've had a yesterday I had a scratchy throat. I didn't run because it was Thursday, and today I'm so tempted to, but I'm not going to. Like you just said, I'd rather not, because I need to run on Sunday, because I run with a local crowd here, Madran Striders, and we have so many hills to train on, so I need to do the hills for the for Cops to work, because they go up and down the hills. I live in Madran, so it's very, very hilly.
Yeah, so that's it, and that is exactly what I'm talking about. So that one missed session is, it's not going to impact on your ability to perform on race day. However, if that was the one too many that gave you a chest infection, for example, it could negatively impact. So rather play on the safe side, which is to say, leave it out if you if you're not certain.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you've got any other sort of more general questions maybe about running, something that you could use post Cops or Whip?
Not really. At the moment, it's just sort of basing all the training on the actual race. I did Soweto last year, and I was totally unprepared for the hilly route, so I really battled. This year, I think I'm more prepared. I've done a lot of downhill. As I said to Brad, I'm built very slight. I don't carry any weight. So the more I run, I have to kind of take in lots of whey product. Otherwise, I'm losing condition because the muscles, I mean, I'm very small. So I kind of like make sure I've got a healthy diet and everything else. I don't think so. At this stage, I just want to get a good time. As I said, if I get a 4:15, I'm happy.
Cool. So look, I'm very confident you're going to get 4:15. Very. I'll be quite surprised if you don't get very close to 4:05, but that's, I mean, to be honest, not a big difference in those two times. So somewhere between 4:05, 4:15 will be your number. Look, good luck. Have a really great run. Make sure you check in with us afterwards. We want to know how you did. And then make sure you recover properly. If you just take a week or so off, allow your body to recover, it'll set you up really nicely for whatever your next goal is.
Yeah, my next one is the tough one. So that could be at the end of the month, but not a race, just to actually just take the miles in. A quick question with the food. I don't really eat before a race. I just, my stomach doesn't settle. I basically have maybe one or two cups of tea with a rusk, and then I use the Pace and Power gel from a place in Sunning Hill. I find I cannot drink Coke on any run. Doesn't matter whether it's a 10-kilometer or a 42. It just does not settle, and I feel more ill. My sugar goes up and down. So the gel is what works for me.
Okay, so look, that is fine, and if it does work for you, that's no problem. And it is helpful to be able to take in food before a race, but it really, there are many, many people that cannot. And then it does become important to take something in during the run. Again, you're at a big advantage being so small. I mean, 40-odd kilograms means that you really, if you eat a proper evening meal at least, you probably only need around 30, maybe 35 grams of carbohydrates an hour of exercise. It's starting to sound complicated now. It's not my intention. But you also, because you start off fairly well loaded, you probably don't need anything for the first hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. So essentially a gel an hour should be enough energy for you. That's in a marathon. And you know, if we go longer, you'll need a little bit more than that, but not much. So that is another advantage of being small, that if those gels work for you, they're fairly palatable, you can consume them fairly easily. You take one of those every 45 to 60 minutes, plenty of energy for the road.
Okay. Yeah, now I've never tried the bananas and all the other stuff they have on the side of the road because I don't train with it. So yeah. My tummy doesn't like that sort of stuff. From years of training, I know what I can eat and what I can't eat. So, yeah.
Good. And stay away from new things on race day. So you just work with what you have practiced, shoes, clothes, you name it, nothing new. Just stick to everything that you've done. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know. Thank you.
Cool.
Absolute pleasure.
Tracy, I think you're going to have a great run. We can't wait to hear how you go. Best luck. Safe travels. I know you've got to travel up there. Have a great weekend. It is always a great weekend up there at Karlsruhe Whip, and I'm sure you're going to, fingers crossed, get the goal you're chasing.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, I'm happy with the 4:15, but if Lindsay thinks I can run a little bit quicker, I'll have a go, but I'm not going to race out there because I've worked so hard on this training program. There's not a chance I'm racing out there. I'll take it easy and then see how I am after halfway.
Yeah, a 1:45 halfway is not the goal. So just bear that in mind. Brilliant. Tracy, it's been great catching up once again. Thanks for being part of what we do. We love chatting to runners and seeing them succeeding on the programs. And continue doing what you're doing because you're doing so well. Well done.
Thank you so much. Wonderful talking to you again.
And that's it for this edition of the podcast. Best of luck, Tracy. I hope you have a great run at Karlsruhe Whip. If you're running Karlsruhe Whip as well, safe travels. I hope you have a good one too. And best of luck to everyone running marathons, whether it's New York or Soweto. This time of the year, it is definitely marathon season. I mentioned at the start of the podcast, we are giving away a 3-month membership to the Coach Parry online training community. And all you need to do to stand in line to win is make sure you use the hashtag BioGenJourney. That's hashtag BioGenJourney. Tell us what you are up to, what you are training for. Tell us a little bit about your journey and what you need help with. Like, what are the goals? What can we do to help you? And we have got one in. It was off Instagram from Lauren Pretorius. And she posted a photo of her standing on the steps at UCT saying, a throwback to my Two Oceans Half Marathon 2 years ago. Since then, I've smashed many of the running goals I set for myself. This year, I decided to take an overall fitness approach and took 4 months off after a marathon to focus on strength training. It's been almost a month since hitting the road again, and the rewards have been amazing. I hope to take my running to the next level with the Two Oceans Ultra in 2019. Lauren, thanks for sharing your Biogen journey with us. And just for doing that, you're going to get yourself 3 months access to the Coach Parry online community and training platform. We'll be in touch and get you set up so you can start using the training programs, interacting with the coaches on the forums, and let's help you smash the Old Mutual Two Oceans in 2019. Make sure that you enter. Use the hashtag BioGenJourney. Look out for Hobbo as well on that hashtag. He's doing some amazing things. I know he's riding the Amashrova and he's training in the build-up to the Ironman 70.3 next year in Durban continues. He's lost a hell of a lot of weight. He's looking amazing. I saw a photo of him this morning. I nearly didn't recognize him. He's lost so much weight. So go check that out. We're back again with another edition of Run next week. Check out the videos. There's a whole lot more coming as well. Some big announcements in the week if you're into cycling and triathlon. Look out for a whole bunch more content. We want to help you smash your goals. So until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and the coach, it's cheers.